Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Broadcast. I want to welcome you to our broadcast on today. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living and enjoying my journey, and that's only because of God. My boast is in Him on today and always, because it's God who has made all things possible, and it makes me mighty happy. It makes me mighty glad. I thank God for who He is in my life on today, and I am encouraged. I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be here with you today on the broadcast. I praise God for it. I am a practicing believer who practice living the Word of God. I practice a God habit so that I don't have to worry about bad habits. You know, they can clutter your mind. Bad habits. This is a bad habit, this. Bad habit, that. But if we practice living the Word, we can enjoy our journey because we're practicing what God said for us. He wrote the Word. He left the Word on record for us. For us, the believer. He died for us. He died for us, and He left the Word on record. All right, I love it. I love it. I magnify God that you are here with me on today on the broadcast, and I am so encouraged that God is in my life, and it truly keeps me encouraged, and I love it. I love it. How about you? Do you love the Word? Is the Word encouraging to you? Yes, yes, yes. We have to stay encouraged in the Word of God. We have to stay encouraged in His Word. Where else can we go except the Word of God? But we can always go there because He said He would always be with us. He will always stand by us. He'll always be there. We can depend upon His Word. His Word is life. His Word is health to all of our flesh. And as long as we take our dose of medicine each day, oh my God, He's our guide. He's our leader. He's our director. And we praise God for Him on today. All right, we have a fabulous topic for you on today. We're going to talk about trouble don't last always, so let not your heart be troubled. It's not going to last always. We're always going out of something and into something else, but not the same thing. So trouble, it don't last always, so let your heart be troubled by things that are going on around us, that are going on in our lives. But we have an answer because we can take it to the Lord in prayer. Ooh, I love that. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Whatever is going on in our lives, we can take it to Him in prayer. All right then. So before we get started, let's have a word of prayer and talk to the Lord about whatever is troubling you on today, because we don't want you to let your heart be troubled. We don't want that. But we want you to have faith in God and know that he will work it out. They sing that song. Jesus will work it out. So let him work it out. And we praise God today. And so bring your minds in. I want to touch and agree with you for whatever is bothering you, whatever is troubling you. I want to touch and agree with you that God is going to work it out. So bring your minds in, bring your hearts in, and let's go into a word of prayer. For prayer is always in order. Man ought to always pray and never faint. So it's not fainting time, no matter what we're going through. It's no time to faint. But it is time to recognize that we have help. Help. We have help through Jesus Christ. My boast is in the Lord on today, and I magnify God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that my boast is in him. All right, are you ready? Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you for who you are. You are great, and Lord, you're worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them to you, Lord, for you are a mighty God. You are our God, and we are so grateful, Lord Jesus, that we have you in our lives, in your name on today. Forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you for who you are, God, in our lives. You're great, and you are worthy, Lord, of all of our praises on today, and we give them to you, Lord. We thank you that trouble don't last always. Thank you for it, God. So we're not going to let our hearts be troubled, but we're going to trust in you, God. We're going to lean and depend on you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For we know that we can, God, in the name of Jesus. You told us to cast all of our cares upon you, God, for you care for us. Thank you for it right now, God. Thank you for who you are, God, in our lives, God. You're great, Lord, and you are worthy of every one of our praises. And we give them, Lord, we give them to you. Thank you today, God. Thank you today, God. Thank you for being God all by yourself, Lord. You are God, and you're our God, and you're worthy of all of our praises. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I touch and agree, God, with my sister and with my brother, God, in the name of Jesus, about whatever they're going through on today, God. I touch and agree, God, for your help, God, for them to be delivered and set free, God, in the name of Jesus. Intervene, oh God. Intervene in their lives today, God. Go there, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter where it is, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for prayer travels over the oceans, over the seas. Prayer travels. And we thank you for it right now, God. We ask that you would touch each one, Lord, that's listening in on today, God. Would you encourage their hearts? Would you encourage their minds, oh God? Would you give them relief, oh God, in the name of Jesus? Let them to hope in you, God, to trust you, God, as we go through the different situations, God, that come up in our lives, oh God. And we thank you, Lord. Ask that you would go into the hospitals, the nursing homes, and touch your people there, God. Walk up and down in that room, God, and be a comfort to them, Lord. For you left the comforter. You left it for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your people be comforted, oh God, by the Holy Ghost, oh God. And we thank you for it right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless our bishops, our elders, our pastors, oh God, our ministers, our lay members, all of the saints of God. continue to bless them, God, in the name of Jesus. A special blessing for Sister Anderson, for Dr. Anderson, God. A special blessing. Touch that body. Heal. Deliver, God, and set free, God. For Elder Harold Tisdale, God, touch his body and bless him, God. And we thank you, God. Thank you for the prayer line, God. Thank you for the desire to pray, God, to call on you each morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we magnify you for all things today, God, being just as well as they are. We thank you, Lord. And we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. And Father, you said that we would acknowledge you in all things, God, that you would direct us. And we thank you for direction today on this broadcast, God. Thank you for the wisdom, Lord, the knowledge and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, God. Thank God for prayer. Prayer. It's always in order. Yes, it is. Prayer. And we do a prayer line each morning from 7:15 to 7:30. And if you would like us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can leave your prayer request there. Yes, you can. If you have would like to be on my show, you can contact me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. And if you are in need of a motivational encourager, and that is me, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, I love the word. I love God's word. And I love encouraging God's people. God gave me this program just to encourage. Thank you, God. Thank you. Because that's what he named me. A motivational encourager, and I love it. So if you need me, call me. You can call me at 512-246-8066, or you can go to my website, or you can send me an email. Now, if you would like to join us Monday through Friday from 7:15 to 7:30 in prayer, you can do just that. We have a prayer conference prayer line. And that number to join in is 515-739-1237. And the code is 634-812. And you can join us in prayer Monday through Friday. Yes, you can. Amen. Amen. Join us, join us. We would love to have you to join us on the prayer line. Amen. Said that, what did Jesus ask them? Can't you pray 1 hour? 1 hour? But we're only praying 15 minutes. So can't you lay aside whatever it is that you're doing and take that time? It's not that we have time, but we have to take time and prioritize our lives. And when we started with prayer, thank you. When we start out our mornings, thank you, Lord. Equipped, thank you, Lord Jesus. Dressed in our armor, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo! Can't help but to be a success. So we praise God on today. And we come and join us. Come and join us for prayer. We would love to have you on the prayer line with us. Amen. Amen. And when you go to my website, check out my books, and you can just punch in a book, and it will take you to Amazon.com. So check me out. Check me out. Or you can check it out on my website, the different topics that the Lord has given. So today we are talking about trouble don't last always, so let not your heart be troubled. Did you know that? Do you realize that trouble don't last always? It may be there, you know, for a while. Yes, situations going to happen in our lives, but we don't have to drown in it. Because we as believers, now let me talk to the believers. As believers, we have help. Yes, we do. We have help because we have the Lord on our side. And we have the Word of God. We can go in there. We can go into the Word and we can find help for whatever the situation is in our lives. Trouble don't last always, so let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be troubled, for it's not to be there always. We go, we come out of situations and we go into others, but it's not the same thing. And when we go through it, that's why it's so important that we have the Holy Ghost. That's what God sent the Holy Ghost. He sent it back. He said, I'm going away. He said, but I'm not going to leave you comfortless. But I'm going to send the Holy Spirit so that we can stay in touch. Ooh, don't you just see that on a greeting card? Stay in touch. Stay in touch with God. Stay in touch with him. So he'll be right there when we need him. He'll be right there. So trouble don't last always. So let not your heart be troubled. Let me encourage you today from John 14. Really would want you and like you and encourage you to read that whole chapter, the first through the 31st verse. But all I have here is that verse. And he says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. So we have got to believe. We've got to trust. We've got to open up to God. Because this is Jesus telling us. Jesus, he stands for what he says. He's a man that cannot lie. If he said it, that settles it. That settles it. If Jesus said it, that settles it. So he said, don't let your heart be troubled. Said, you believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus is telling us to believe. We believe in Daddy. Believe in him. He said, in my Father's house, in Daddy's house, in God's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not have told you, because I go to prepare. Look at that. So trouble don't last always. So don't let trouble weigh you down. Don't let it get the best of you, because God is on our side. He's on our side. He's there for us. Whatever the situation may be, God is right there for us. So don't let your heart be troubled. Believe. Believe that God got it. I sing that song, what you need, God's got it. And God's got whatever we need. So we don't have to be troubled. We don't have to allow the situation to just take us over. Because guess what? Guess who's in control? That's who's in control. God is. And he knows about it. Even before we go through, God already is aware of it. So we have to be aware that he's aware of it and then allow him to take us through whatever he is. I remember years ago, and we lived out in the country. And my husband is he loves the country. He loves planting and gardening and hunting. He loves all of that stuff. I did not like the red mud. I did not like the red mud. I didn't like the snakes. Ooh! And I tell you, I had an experience with the snakes. My God. But what the Lord gave me is the scripture is in whatever state you're in, be content. And that's what I had to learn. I had to go through. I had to go through the different situations and become content that God had it in control. God's got it. God's got it. He's got whatever the situation is, you can believe that God's got it. Only believe. And for those of you that don't know God and you're listening in, you can have it. All you need to do is repent and receive him. Receive the Lord on today. And you too can be in the number that believe that God will work it out. If it's not so, he said he wouldn't have told us. So we know that is true, that God, he is preparing, Jesus is preparing that place for us. And a whole chapter about this, and let it encourage your soul. Let it encourage your heart on today. As we go through these different situations, let not your heart be troubled. While he's away, while Jesus is away, he left the Comforter to comfort us. So let the Comforter relax. Rest in the Lord. Rest in him, in his peace. And let the Comforter, let it comfort us. Joseph Prince says, a troubled and fearful heart works like fingers that clamp down hard on a water hose. The supply of water is flowing from the tap, but little or nothing is coming out of the other end of the hose. God's ever-present supply of blessings toward you and toward me is like the water flowing freely from the tap. But you don't see the blessings when you allow your heart to be gripped by worry or fear. You can't see it. You're blinded. You're blinded by the trouble. But give it to God. Cast that care. Cast it. Give it. Cast it. I love fishing. And I love casting that pole out in the water. So cast that care. Cast that trouble. Cast it upon the Lord. And like I said, he's a man that cannot lie. He said he got our back. He said it in his word. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He got it. Give it to him. Turn it loose. Turn it loose. Turn it loose and let God have it. Let God do it for you. He can do it better. He can handle it better than we ever could. And then he'll give you the wisdom. He gives me the wisdom of how to do. That's why each morning we acknowledge him in all of our ways, in our things going on in our bodies and in our lives, in our with our in our homes, with our situations. We acknowledge God. So when fearful, anxious thoughts come, remind yourself of Jesus' word. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. These are the enemy's tools. These are the enemy's tools. He wants us to be afraid. He wants us to fear. So when situations come in our lives, don't look at them as trouble, but look at it as a challenge for Jesus to get to know him better. It's a challenge to get to know the Lord better. The only thing that the enemy do, his whole job is to kill, steal, and destroy. So we have to put on our armor, dress in the word of God, for he designed his word. He designed it just for us. He knew that this time was coming. This is no surprise to God. It's no surprise to him that situations are going to come. But he already knows. Hallelujah. He already knows that trouble don't last always. It don't last always. So that's why he gave us the remedy. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe. Believe in Jesus. Believe. So when fearful, anxious thoughts come, remind yourself of Jesus' words. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Even when things appear to get worse, say, Lord, I refuse to worry about this. In the midst of all this, I see the finished work of Christ. He said, it is finished, so my child's healing is accomplished. My marriage is blessed. My debts are cleared. I will let not my heart be troubled by these things. The comfort of faith. I will allow my faith by going through with Jesus, by going through whatever the situation is, allowing him at every turn, because he's right there, at every turn, allowing him to lead, guide, and direct. Faith is the foundation of true comfort. Faith is the true foundation of comfort. To rest in the Lord, to know how to rest in God, even with the situation, in the midst of it, in the midst of the trouble, don't let your heart be troubled. In the midst of it going on, don't let your heart be troubled, because it's not going to last. Oh, but faith is that foundation. As you go through the situation, your faith grows. Faith frees. It frees us. Believing in God, giving it over to him, it frees us. Allow us to overcome and cause us to always remember that God will never forsake us. John 8:24. Hebrews 11:15, Samuel 12:22, we can overcome all things through him who strengthens us. He went through it. Jesus went through the testing so that he could tell us, thank you, Lord, by precept and example, Philippians 4:13, Matthew 21:18-22. What a comforting thought that is for all the faithful. So be faithful. Be faithful unto God, and he will bring us through. Well, until the next time, Dr. Mary